Civil rights groups have sent a letter to public school districts warning them not to post the Ten Commandments in their classroom, despite a law that will go into effect on January 1st requiring them to do so. A federal judge has ruled the law is unconstitutional, but Attorney General Liz Murrell argues that order only applies to five school districts that are named in the lawsuit. The five school districts are East Baton Rouge, Livingston, Orleans, St. Tammany, and Vernon. The state has appealed the lower court's ruling, and a federal appeals court will hear arguments on January 23rd. A government shutdown is possible if Congress cannot come to an agreement on how to fund federal operations for at least the next 3 months. New Orleans Democratic Congressman Troy Carter says he thought there was a bipartisan, bicameral deal until one man who's not even in Congress threw everything into turmoil.
Elon Musk appeared to have led the charge to say he doesn't like this and that nobody should vote for it.
But Baton Rouge Republican Congressman Garrett Graves says that's not the complete story.
Was there an agreement that was reached among some of the leaders? Yes, there was an agreement that was reached among some of the leaders, but that doesn't mean that they had the votes to pass it.
Meanwhile, a record 119 million Americans plan to travel between now and through the New Year's holiday. AAA spokesperson Don Redman says travel this year has surpassed pre-pandemic numbers.
This has been, from the beginning to the end of the year, a really robust travel season.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.